Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
There and welcome once again to the Gary Zimek Show. I'm your host, Gary Zimek. I'm going to be here with you for the next 30 minutes. Today, we are going to talk about planting seeds as we look at and analyze the readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. All about how we can, the message is all about how we can plant seeds and how these seeds can grow with the help of the Holy Spirit. You know, this is one of the, I love this topic. Because what it reminds us of is the fact that if we do little things to spread the kingdom of God, whatever it is that we do, then the Lord can allow those seeds to grow into bigger things. And sometimes it seems like we are not doing anything or our work is having no effect. But in reality, it's having a lot of effect. It's just sometimes it just takes time for these seeds to grow. So that's what we're going to be talking about as we look at these readings. Now, this is the first Sunday in several weeks that we don't have a specific solemnity that we're celebrating. If you remember, for the past few weeks, we celebrated Pentecost Sunday. Then we had Trinity Sunday, followed last week by Corpus Christi, or the most holy body and blood of Christ. So these are some heavy-duty solemnities back to back to back. Today, we get back to Ordinary Time. I mean, we've been in Ordinary Time, but on Sunday we're celebrating a Mass for a particular Sunday in Ordinary Time. Not that it's not a big deal. It still is a big deal, but it's just that we got to dig a little deeper. And I think that's very appropriate considering we're talking about planting little seeds. We have to dig a little deeper into these readings today, into this the message of this Sunday, to appreciate what is going on. You know, it's not one of the heavy hitting solemnities like we've had over the past few weeks, but planting seeds to watch the kingdom of God grow, I mean, that's big stuff. So what may start out with an insignificant seed, something that may start out appearing to be insignificant, can be really significant if we give it time. But nonetheless, I am glad you're with me. I hope you could just settle in, relax. I've got a chair here for you at the table. We're going to sit around. We're going to talk about these readings and let the Lord speak to us. I really want to emphasize that when we open the Bible, God speaks to us. He speaks to us through these readings. So that's why I like to feature scripture on these weekly shows, because I want to really highlight God's word as it's spoken to us. Okay, so let's pray, and then we'll talk a little news, and then we'll get right into the readings, all right? So settle in, relax, and remember that we are about to address Almighty God, the creator of the universe. What a great privilege. So let's talk to him, okay? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for always being here for us. Father, we know that you love us. We know, Father, that you hear us right now. We know that you are all-powerful. We know that you see us. Even though we can't literally see you at the moment, we know you are present with us, Father. And we turn to you with thankful hearts, grateful for all of the many blessings that you've given to us, starting with the blessing of our life. Right now, obviously, if we're able to hear this, if I'm able to speak these words, we're alive right now. So we thank you, Father, for providing for our needs to allow us to be alive. Father, we thank you for sending your Son Jesus into the world. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to guide us, to transform us into the image of Jesus, and to make it possible for us to live with you forever in heaven. Father, we thank you for giving us the ability to turn to you in prayer, to consciously make that decision, to turn to you and give you praise. Man has a unique privilege among creatures. Animals can't do this. Plants can't do this. But only men and women can turn to you in prayer with that conscious desire to worship you. So we do that now, Father. And we ask you, Father, to bless us and our families. Please accept all of our intentions and answer them in the best way possible. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument on this program. Through your Holy Spirit, give me the words to deliver. And then open all of our minds and all of our hearts to be receptive to your message. Father in heaven, we ask these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, as always, for praying with me. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Gary Zimek Show. So pleased to come to you each week for these 30 minutes as we discuss the Mass readings this week for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now, I mentioned I had some news I wanted to share with you. I talked about this last week on the program. It's still not too late to participate in my online summer program, Give Up Worry for Good, where we're going to be looking at my latest book, Give Up Worry for Good, 8 Weeks to Hopeful Living and Lasting Peace. We're going to go through the book day by day using my email reflections, using my daily podcast. In addition to this weekly podcast or radio program, I do a daily podcast. And I'm also going to do some Facebook Live sessions as well. So it's not going to be burdensome. It'll be a couple of minutes a day where I'll be adding some comments either by email and on the daily podcast to my book, Give Up Worry for Good. And one day at a time for 8 weeks, we're going to do a sort of a virtual group study of the book, Give Up Worry for Good, which, by the way, in case you don't have the book was designed primarily to be used in a group format. So this is a chance for us to get together and form, again, it's a virtual group. We're not going to be seeing each other in person. But considering that this is the summer, and summer is a notoriously slow time in parishes because people are on vacation, it's hard to find programs in the summer, I think it's perfect that we are able to do this online. So if you're interested in participating, it's not going to cost you anything. The only thing you would have to do is purchase the book. But other than that, everything else is free. We're just going to do this together and get through this book and work on giving up worry for good. If you want to participate, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, which is my website, followingthetruth.com. Click on the banner that talks about this stress-free summer that is possible through Give Up Worry for Good. Click on it. Find out the details of how to purchase the book, how to get on my mailing list, how to listen to the daily podcast. That's it. And then you're going to be all set. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. G-A-R-Y at followingthetruth.com. It's as simple as that. And I would love to have you on board. And if you would do me a favor and invite your friends, I would really appreciate that. Just send them to followingthetruth.com. The more, the merrier. There's room for plenty more people. So we're all going to work on this giving up worry for good. Again, just go to followingthetruth.com. All right, let's take a look at our readings today. As I always do on this show, I start with the gospel. Let the gospel lead the way, and then all of the other readings will support the gospel. I think you're going to like it today. Some gospels are more challenging than others. I think this is a pretty straightforward one, which is good. It's not overly long, and I think we can easily understand the message. But sometimes this message, because it seems so simple, we can tend to ignore it. We don't want to do that because it's a really powerful message. Okay, the gospel is Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 26. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all, the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. On its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." Now, it's not the full gospel. I just want to comment about that. The man sleeps, plants the seeds, sleeps and rise night and day. Through it all, the seed sprouts and grows, but the man knows not how. That's the way it is with the kingdom of God. You and me, we're called to share Jesus and the gospel with anyone we can, anyone around us, on social media, in person, at work, however we see fit, with our families. And oftentimes, we don't immediately see the result of our work. I share a piece of good news, the gospel, with somebody, and it doesn't necessarily bear fruit immediately, but that's okay. Because what happens is the Holy Spirit has to get involved. In order for my evangelism to bear fruit, the Holy Spirit has to be involved. If I'm exclaiming the gospel to you, you're not going to be receptive unless the Holy Spirit touches your heart. And that's the way it is with matters of the faith. So what can happen is suddenly, or what appears to be suddenly, one day, somebody can be very responsive to our message, even though it appeared for months prior to that, nothing was happening. Don't be discouraged if it seems like nothing is happening when you're trying to share the gospel. Keep doing it and trust that the Lord knows what he's doing. Trust that the Holy Spirit will allow that seed to grow. I think too many times we try to force it to make it happen. I know I have that tendency. That just leads to a lot of frustration. We want to make sure that we don't force it. You're not going to force anyone to accept the gospel and get to know Jesus. All you can do is plant those seeds. Then Jesus goes on as he's talking about these parables about the kingdom. "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, that when it's sown in the ground, it's the smallest of all the seeds in the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. So what we see here, Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. Remember, at the time these words were first spoken, the church was very small. The church hadn't grown to what to a worldwide church that we see today. And over the years, the kingdom in the church has grown. And it was done by one soul spreading the good news to another soul. And that's primarily how the church grew. But it's with that supernatural help of the Holy Spirit that the church has grown and still survives today and will survive until the end of time. Even though it seems the work each person might be doing might seem insignificant, but it's not. And I think for us, that should be encouraging to know that all the Lord's asking us to do is do our best. And then he's going to supplement what we do to help the church to grow. You know, if I go and be diligent about sharing Jesus in some way with somebody today, I need to then trust that the Holy Spirit will supplement my work and allow it to bear fruit. And that's really what it comes down to. It's not me who's doing the work, ultimately. It's the Holy Spirit. but I'm planting the seeds. Okay, let's look at the first reading. You'll see how the first this message will be this message we heard in the gospel will be supplemented through the first reading. And again, you know, I haven't mentioned it today, but it's a lot of times on the show I'll mention the fact that on Sundays the gospels in ordinary time they proceed sequentially. Now we're going through the Gospel of Mark, and the first reading on Sunday in ordinary time is picked specifically to highlight a point in the gospel, as is the responsorial psalm. So each week, the gospel goes in order, one chunk at a time, one passage at a time. That's probably a more accurate term than one chunk, but you get the point. We're going through the gospel little by little, and there's a first reading and a responsorial psalm picked by the church to support that gospel. The second reading, on the other hand, also moves sequentially. But what I like to do, especially on this show, is really ask the Holy Spirit to help me to tie that second reading in as well. So we'll do that. But it's just a little insight as to how it works. First reading comes from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel, I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Did you catch that? The crest of a cedar is planted. A tender shoot, I'm sorry, from the crest of a cedar, a tender shoot, little branch, is planted, and it will put forth branches, bear fruit, and become a majestic cedar. But it started as a very small branch planted, or a shoot planted in the ground. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. Now, this is a foreshadowing back from the Old Testament of how the kingdom of God will grow. Little by little, even facing tremendous persecution throughout history, people were trying to suppress the church, but the church continues to grow through the power of God, through the supernatural power of God. The church grows, and our faith the same way. You know, I look back to my faith journey, and I remember being lukewarm for most of my life, and then gradually, little by little, I'd have these encounters with people. Somebody would share something about Jesus with me. And over the years, those seeds that were planted began to bear fruit. But there was a time when I wasn't ready to hear what anybody was saying. And I would reject the message. But when the time was right, those seeds began to grow in me. And that's the way the kingdom grows. The responsorial psalm is Psalm 92. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your kindness at dawn and your faithfulness throughout the night. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. That's that reference that we heard in the first reading. They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Again, that seed growing into a large bush or tree. That's what's happening with God's kingdom. They shall bear fruit even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring how just is the Lord, my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. We give thanks to God because of the fact that he allows us to grow closer to him. He allows his kingdom to grow. He allows other people, often through our efforts, to grow closer to him. And little by little, what started out as a small church has grown into a worldwide kingdom. Pretty cool, pretty cool. But again, we can't force it. We can't force we can't force people to accept what we're teaching, what we're sharing about Jesus. We can't force them to do it. All we can do is work really hard to try to share the good news and then let them respond. The second reading is from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Now, you know, this second reading, here's a good message here. There's a good message here. The idea that, and I love this, it's a popular message, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, that goes against everything that the world tries to teach us. You know that, right? The message of the world, without a doubt, is you should walk by sight, using your senses, what you can see, what you can perceive, instead of by faith. By faith, there are so many things that we can't see, but yet we believe. And that's the way it is with the growth of God's kingdom. When I share the gospel, and there are any number of ways I can share the gospel. I can do it through social media. I could do it in person. I can do it in my family. I could send emails. I could send text. I mean, there's so many things that I can do. Right here, I'm doing it by radio. We often have to accept by faith that our works, whatever we're doing to share the good news, and also our prayers would be an example of this, accept by faith that when we perform these activities, when I tell somebody about Jesus, when I share something, I share a story, or I tell somebody I'll pray for them, or I let somebody know God loves you, or I offer to pray for a particular person's needs. Oftentimes, just about all the time, when I do these things, I have to accept by faith that my little seed planting, whatever it may be, will bear some kind of fruit in due time. Because I rarely see immediately the results of my efforts. And that's hard, isn't it? Sometimes you're praying for something or someone, and you don't really feel like it's helping. That's okay. Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not true. Because Paul reminds us in this passage from the Bible that we should walk as Christians by faith and not by sight. So that means there are going to be times when we won't see the fruit of our effort immediately. But by faith, we believe that every time we pray or every time we plant a seed, telling somebody about the Lord, by faith we believe that it will have some effect. And again, you don't have to feel it. And sometimes that's hard for us because we like to walk by sight and not by faith. The other point I want to make from this reading in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 is Paul's talking about we aspire to please the Lord whether we are at home or away, for we must also appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Now, you know me, I like to try to keep it positive on this show, but every now and then I got to tell you the truth. I mean, I always tell you the truth. That sounds horrible. That's not what I meant. You know, sometimes I have to give you a tougher message. This is one of them, but it's not a secret. This is good news. It still is good news. It all depends how you phrase it. We're going to be judged one day on how we did with sharing the good news. You know, I can't sit back, do nothing, and expect to cruise into heaven and God to pat me on the back for a job well done. I mean, he expects me to try. He expects you to try. But really, that's not bad news. The bad news is, yes, you will be judged by how you lived your life. You will be judged. But the good news is that judgment should result in you going to heaven for all eternity to live in complete paradise. All you need to do is to try your best to love God and to love people, which involves evangelization. It involves sharing the gospel with those around you. But to try your best and to ask the Lord for help. And he doesn't call us. He doesn't command us to be successful. He commands us to be faithful, which means we just have to try. And yes, if we do that, if we love God and love others, we're going to get to heaven. It's going to be no doubt. But the point still is that you have to do something. And he needs all of us. He calls all of us. You know, we might say, well, I don't have any talents. You do. You have somebody in your life who needs to hear the good news today. Somebody. Again, even if it's something you post on social media. So enough negative stuff there. You might as well put something positive. So why don't you pray about that and make sure that you are planting those seeds? We can all do them in some way. And even if we might not see the results through faith, because we walk by faith, we believe that our efforts will bear some kind of fruit at some point in time. There are a lot of people who we are affecting by our words, by our actions. We might not even know the full extent of how much we're affecting them. We might find out. We might not find out in this life, but we're sure going to find out when we get to heaven. Okay. Hey, if you have, I'm just about out of time. If you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Don't forget to sign up for Give Up Worry for Good beginning on June the 14th. So sign up now so you get my daily emails. And you do that by going to my website, followingthetruth.com. And I mentioned this last week. I'm going to just say it again because over the summer you'll hear me say this. It's a very lean time for people like me who make a good portion of their living through speaking at parishes. So if you're able to financially support my ministry, I could really use you right now. If you want to become a monthly donor or make a one-time donation, please visit followingthetruth.com. Click on donate, and you can do that securely through PayPal. I'd be very grateful for that. I would also like to come and speak at your parish. So it's not too early to set up a Give Up Worry for Lent parish mission for 2022. I still have some openings, so we could talk about that or at any time of year. You just let me know. Followingthetruth.com is the place to contact me. Have yourself a wonderful week. Don't forget to go plant some seeds, because in due time, they are going to bear fruit. Catch you next week on The Gary Zimek Show. God bless you.